Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome everybody back to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, the Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All right, down there in the top left, beaming in from Austin, he goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Coming at you straight from the country boil. Nothing. Went to my second crawfish boil over this weekend. Had an awesome time. Pumped a cast.
Do you suck the head of the crawfish?
No, I actually was sipping champagne and eating oysters most of the time, to be honest with you. It was sort of a high-low event, and I did have a few crawfish, a couple Maryland blue crab, but champagne was my, I was dancing with the devil. I was actually kind of pulling the mayor move and just pouring it for all the women and drinking it myself straight out of the bottle. So it was fun.
All right. Down there getting us all squared away from the desert, MCTV, Matt Conner, the producer. What's up, Matt?
Just anxiously awaiting your arrival, Ted.
Apparently everybody's going to Palm Springs. I just got another notification today. Like, we'll switch your flight, like both of my flights, Friday and Sunday. I'm like, what's going on?
Palm Springs. That's what's going on.
Yeah. No kidding, man. I did it at work. I'll do it here on this podcast. It's going to be 55 and like rainy on Saturday in Seattle. It's going to be about 87, low 65. I'll be in the desert swimming, enjoying the luxurious lifestyle of MCTP.
87 feels like 84. Let's go, dude. Yeah,
right. He's not wrong.
Cobb, you have no idea. Me and Matt and Tyler have had this little thread going last couple of days. And they were like, look at the weather. And I was like, dare I say bucket hat weather? And then today I was like, all right, hit me with the restaurants. I want to scout out some of these menus.
Nice. Dude, that's the anticipation of a trip always feels so good, especially like it's wild to me. You've been on the West Coast for a long time and never been to Palm Springs. I mean, it is like the Northwest's Hawaii, you know, like that's where like it's just like the closest place to get like amazing sun and just relax and chill out. It's an awesome spot, man. I mean, there's a reason all the like Hollywood celebrities went there for years.
Well, and it's such a West. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was just going to. They still do. They've migrated all over the entire valley now.
But yeah, it's like drugs. I used to, and I also do.
I was going to say, I didn't realize how much of a West Coast thing it is. I keep telling people on the East Coast where I'm going, and they're like, "You're flying to Florida?"
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm like, "That's no, it's like, no,
Palm Beach,
that's Palm Beach, man. Like, no, no. Like, I'm going. I'm like Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe, Palm Springs."
Dude, like, yeah, okay,
good. Yeah, they're like, "Oh, I don't know." It's like, "Oh, do you know Coachella?" Oh yeah.
Yeah, respectfully, like East Coasters always think of Florida for some reason, and there's better states out there to sit on the beach.
And Ted, we could visit Frank Sinatra's grave down here.
Ooh.
Just if you want. He was buried with a bottle of Jack Daniels and a pack of Camels, apparently. God.
I mean, look, you can't do it anymore, but it would be fun to live that lifestyle of those guys back in the day. Just ripping cigs. Just boozing every day hard. Just like whatever.
No. The ultimate ignorance is bliss. They had no idea.
Correct. And the funny thing is everybody thinks about Dean Martin, because he was always on stage with a glass as like the biggest drunk in the crew. And it's like, no, it was Frank. Dean Martin used to drink apple juice on stage.
Yeah.
That, and there's this famous thing where this reporter years ago goes to Dean Martin first, and he goes, "What are the three steps to like this perfect hamburger?" Right? And Dean's talking about, you know, the kind of meat you need, you know, 80-20, this and that. Second, he talks about how you grill it. Then third's this roll. And then they ask Sinatra, and he goes, "You get Jack Daniels, step one. You get a cup full of ice, pour it in there, step two. Step three, you eat Dean's burger."
Nice. That's pretty good.
It is good. God, I read that. I was like, God damn, that's classic. Plus, I mean, those guys had balls back in the day, putting Sammy Davis Jr. in their crew. Right? It wasn't,
oh, yeah.
People weren't super friendly to the blacks. And they were like, nope, he's our guy. And like, they wouldn't play rooms if like Sammy couldn't hang out in the same hotel and stuff. I was like,
yeah, I was going to say he's talented, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Sammy caught a lot of heat because then he converted to Judaism. I was just like, Jesus, man. Like, that's a lot of stupid people hating on you.
Yeah. Where does Ted go from here?
I don't know. I'm just got like, stuck.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Right. The guy knows how to pivot, man.
How do I get out of this one? Oh, I mean, I had one today on the air. I was talking about, because I am an old man. I was watching a new Civil War show last night, talking about how the slaves became soldiers and this and that. And I had to pivot from that to a story about the jockey got fined at the Derby for whipping his horse too hard. I was like, I need to transition and not mention whips. This is not good.
Yeah. tough transition. Wait, that was at this year's Derby?
Yeah. Yeah. He got fined like 20% of his purse. You're only allowed to hit your horse 6 times in a race. He hit him 8.
You can only hit him? Whoa. Oh, I thought they were like constantly hitting him.
It used to be that way. And then people were like, hey, maybe we shouldn't whip the horse the entire race.
So, it is weird, though, that they didn't go no whipping. They're like, 6 feels about right. Like, what was that committee made up of? And how much Philip Morris were they smoking?
Right. And like, did anybody ask the horses? They were like, we're fine with 6.
Yeah. That's, wow. I don't know who makes those rules for the Kentucky Derby, but I got to imagine it's like old money Tobacco Road and like Kentucky, like bourbon barons, you know?
Who do you think buys more riding crops? Jockeys or people with sex?
This feels like a trap, dude.
It's got to be regular people just buying them for kinky sex. And I don't know if a riding crop's even that kinky. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Yeah, we don't kink shame on this cast, but I would say it's probably 20 to 1. No, more than that. 100 to 1.
I will kink shame a little bit. There used to be this show of like how sex sent me to the ER.
Oh, and Jesus.
There was this guy. I don't know why, but he had something with gummy bears, right? So he specially ordered this like massive, like foot tall gummy bear that he wanted to be melted down and then poured on him during sex. But my question was like, why did he need one giant one? couldn't he just melt it down a bunch of bags of regular sized gummy bears? It seems like a waste to order one giant gummy bear just to melt it down.
Dude, two tangents on that. One, I used to buy those 1 pound gummy bears for our staff at Float Seattle. And two, you were talking about, what did you say the category was of things you kink shame?
The show was called How Sex Sent Me to the ER.
Can you guys see this photo? This was taken by my friend at work. He works in an ER. Oh. I don't want to reveal too much. That's exactly what it looks like from the side. Hold up. So can you guys see the centimeters on there?
Is that an MRI?
That's 15 centimeters. That's an MRI. I don't want to say, let's see, what can I say about him? He's an endocrinologist and he had to get that thing out of there.
Million of one shot. 15
centimeters, which is, yeah, eight and a half inches, something like that. And yeah, his job that day was to take forceps and, you know, remove the foreign object, let's say.
We all have a mutual friend that we like very much that worked in, we'll just say the health industry. I mean, look, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to say his name, but, you know, fireman EMT. And he would tell a story. Jesus Christ, man.
Sorry. I wish I could show the people listening, but yeah, that was getting passed around the ER, that image.
Well, I think there's only a certain point you could put stuff up there before it just takes it in.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want to go into the nuances because I did ask all the pertinent questions. And yeah, at a certain point, I mean, you know, that thing wants to close. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much we really can say on audio. I don't want to get Ted fired, but, you know, there are people on the other end of that, so to speak, where like they have to actually get that thing out or do something with it because it's a medical emergency. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, and as a man, as you get older, that area gets much wider.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Dead. How are we off the? We're 5 minutes into this damn cast. We're off the rails. We're all over the place.
So good downtown, Ted.
Boys, this is ghastly.
So our buddy, right? He had to go on a call, and it's like one of his bosses that had the same issue. Something was kind of stuck up there, and he was like, "Yeah, like, you know, we were messing around, you know, tripped and fell." And I just looked at our buddy. I go, "You don't really freaking believe that, do you?" He's like, well, yeah, why would he lie? And I'm like, come on, dude.
Like he tripped and fell on a dildo?
There's no chance. Like, do you know how perfect that would have to happen? And who, first of all, yeah, there's just, I feel like it crushed him. I was like, well, don't look at your boss any different. He just, that's what he's into.
Yeah, what are the odds of that? They're zero, okay? Right. The odds are zero. Sorry. Sorry to like puncture your like, you know, pleasant fiction, but there's not a chance in hell.
Right. There's this famous Seinfeld episode where he gets the wrong plate and it's the ass man. And it turns out it's from a proctologist, but that's the line. Like everybody comes in here and it's like, it was a million to one shot, doc.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, he gets the wrong license plate and it says ass man, which is meant for a proctologist. That is a great episode. Million to one shot.
Exactly. Can you imagine everybody coming in like, I don't know how it was, I tripped, like, okay, just, it's fine, it's what I do for a living,
right? But the funny part about that is now my friend's job. Literally. Like he was at my house this weekend.
Well, and I only know about the male back door getting bigger as I used to hang out with these girls who worked at a sex shop, and there's some big toys. And I was like, who are the women that come in for this? And they were like, actually, it's usually dudes over this age because it grows as you get older. And I was like, no kidding.
What age? Well,
today I learned. How old are you, Matt?
Yeah, I was just curious. I'm 38. Are there new doors?
That sounds about right.
Waiting to be opened?
It's 41, boys. I got something up there right now.
That's a very loose butthole thing to say, Ted. I respect that. Did you guys ever watch Workaholics?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So last week, the Cobb topic was about something in the future that might happen, right?
Yes, sir. So
we were talking about advances in medicine and everything else. So I wrote down this question as we were talking about it. Like, what do they call them? GH1s or PH1s or whatever, like the drugs that were for diabetes. Now people are using
GLP-1.
Weight
losses.
GLP-1s, agonist, yeah.
So let's say 20 years from now, like there's just fat people, it's just not a thing anymore. And everybody's just fit and trim. So then my question was, like, do you think that would shape our personalities different? Right? Because, like, for somebody like me, like, part of being funny almost was like a defense mechanism when you're young for people making fun of you. So I don't, it's like, I don't know. Like, it seems ideal, but then it's like, would you still have the same personality types? Like, if everybody kind of looked the same, or not looked the same, but didn't look different?
Dude, the quote that jumps out of me is like, there's nothing funny about an athletically fit male. And I don't know, because people didn't used to be fat, like, you know, turn of the century, 1900. I got to imagine some of those guys were still pretty funny. So I'm going to say no, but I hear where you're coming from.
So when I lived in Santa Barbara, coming from Seattle, is this amazing thing, because like all the girls were hot. And so they kind of had to be cool or funny. You know, they had to like develop a redeeming personality. And, you know, like in other places, we'll just say, where maybe it's a little slimmer pickings in the attractive girl department, the hot chicks just like get by on being hot. But
yeah,
that doesn't fly in Southern California beach towns.
It doesn't fly in Scottsdale.
Right.
Like, I'm always amazed. Like, forget just the bartenders and waitresses. Like, some of the bars you go to, and like, I don't know that we had a chance with some of these girls, but like, last time I was down there, was a group of like five of us. Everybody's 35 plus, like balding and stuff. And like chicks would just talk to you and stuff. Like, just never happens in Seattle. But it was like, oh yeah, like they're a dime a dozen down here. Like, you got to actually like want to have fun and be outgoing.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say this. I think Seattle is more the aberration in that than Arizona. And also, like, Ted, this is especially pertinent because you're heading to the Nest this weekend. Palm Springs, Cougar Den galore. Legendary. Dare I say, Matt, is this crazy to say legendary Cougar Den of the Valley?
Oh, man. It's the most notorious bar around here. And it is notorious for exactly that.
Ted, hear those words. The most notorious. He's not kidding.
Well, I also asked because, like, besides, like, forget just weight. I mean, with all these hair stuff now, like, every dude could have a full head of hair if they want it.
Yeah. Yeah. The hair transplants are getting crazy. And, like, the medicines and stuff. I mean, definitely people are, I don't want to say aging slower, but there are more options for people to look better longer. And I think, like, we're going to see some, you know, we might not see the first attractive 100-year-old in our lifetime, but like, we'll see some snatch 60-year-olds, I think.
Yeah.
Call me crazy. You heard it here first.
Exist, bro.
Yeah, Matt said, I don't want to say the golf club, but the golf club where you work.
Just,
yeah.
I'm just
I
reporting
got you,
from behind friendly lines down here.
Yeah. I think you're gonna say like from behind the castle wall, and I'm like, yeah, no kidding.
And like,
they got them stashed up there in the hills.
It is weird. Like, I wonder, like, is it because I'm 38 now, or is it because I'm down here?
Like, it definitely adds into it that you'll find women that are, you know, like, you're like, all right, like, she looks good for her age or whatever.
I mean, I think it has to do with, for people who don't know, like, Matt works at a very exclusive golf course resort, and you know, I mean, some of the women back there, like, they have unlimited money, like, actually the word unlimited. So it's like, you know, anything you can do to look young, especially if, like, I hate to say this, but for some of them, some of their relationship dynamic is that looking good is their value. It's like, you know, they'll spare no expense. I mean, you're seeing cutting edge science there as far as anti-aging, you know, whether you know it or not.
Plus, I think a lot of people just generally would be like, I mean, especially where Matt works, that's so high end. But like, if you have a personal chef and a trainer, like, I think a lot of people be in much better shape.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just like where I work. Sunshine. I wasn't even referencing. It's all over this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of money down here, and you know, people. Because I have some clients that and people talk, you know, that a lot of like you can kind of tell when someone's actually like gone under the knife. But what a lot of them, there's just injections and filler and Botox that you just can't even tell. And, you know, all those crazy expensive creams and stuff. Like if you get in front of it early with a lot of money, you don't even, we're not even talking plastic. I'm not talking about plastic surgery. I can spot that from a mile away. I mean, yeah. You know.
I mean, there are guys in that compound with blood boys.
What?
There are men in that compound who have blood boys.
Blood boys?
Yeah. You've heard about this concept. You have like a 22-year-old male and you're like, I believe it's the platelet-rich plasma that they're taking.
Whoa. Really?
Oh, bro.
Switching it out.
Well known. Yeah.
Well, doesn't like, that come from like the doping world too? Like, isn't that how like a lot of them were getting away with in bicycling? Like switching out their blood and switching some of their bloods in?
Let's see. Now I'm wondering what they
blood.
So what are they? What they're transfusing?
That sounds bad.
Oil change.
Yeah, tech tycoon spends $2 million a year to retain youth. Uses that's teen son's blood.
Brian Johnson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
but like that. But it's like well known before he was doing it.
I mean, you can't argue with it. I mean, look at Bezos or I know it's a hot topic, but look at Musk. Like those guys just look better now as they've gotten older with all that money than they did when they started.
Oh, you sound like a 50-year-old chick right now.
Oh.
They do look better. They're starting to look pretty good with a couple billion in the bank, eh, Ted?
I should also say I did go our buddy the mayor, his son, his little DJ, his crew threw a day party on Saturday at the Pono Ranch.
Sick.
I mean, look, I was clearly one. There was only about five people that weren't college age. It was me, my buddy, the mayor. But oh man, thank God I was wearing sunglasses. I mean, everybody was look, you know what? I'll just say it. Like all these girls were done up. I mean, even the dudes look good. I'm like, how do they all have hair? Like,
and they're 24.
I also don't understand fashion. This dude in front of me, like from behind, looked like a crazy like metal dude, right? Like spike collar, like spiked like stuff on his wrist. And then he turned around, he's wearing a Beyonce shirt. And I was like, all right.
Whoa. It's like definitely, two different worlds colliding.
Yeah. And definitely when I was leaving, because the party was still raging, I just went to see our boy play his set. But definitely when I left, like walked by a car, and how should I phrase this? There was just four blonde women who looked like they were dealing with their allergies.
Wow. Yeah, got it. Wait, so was it packed? Did you have a lot of people show up?
It was pretty crowded. I mean, it wasn't like Big Hearts and Backpack crowded, but it was for like daytime. I was impressed. Like they do a good job, man.
Nice. Were they doing coffee and stuff or nah?
Oh, no. People were partying. His set didn't start till like 3:30.
Nice. Love that.
So, I mean, people were getting after it. It was just, I don't know. It was fun. You know, Rob and I wore our matching shorts.
That's huge.
Right. One of our other friends showed up and we're like in matching shorts. I'm wearing like my yellow Chiquita banana hat and like a dead shirt. Just trying to look as colorful as I can. He's like, why didn't you tell me we were like dressing for this? I was like, it's a day dance party. What did you like? You wore a black t-shirt and jeans? Like, it's not a rock show.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Like, aren't we dressing for everything? You know what you were going to?
Right. I mean, I guess maybe people have been like, I get it. The mayor invited us, but like, again, it's a day party with DJs. Like, what do you think people are going to be wearing?
Yeah, seriously. So, like, young, cool DJs, you know? Well, what can you do? At least you have that Chiquita hat going. Was anyone commenting on it? I think that's sick.
We got Rob and I were just pumped because a couple of younger people were like, dude, are you guys wearing matching? We were like, yeah. They're like, dope. Like, where'd you get them? It's like, Rob used to work for corporate Abercrombie. We're old.
Yeah, like it sounds a lot less cool if you make me say it, but I will. Right. You should have just been like some guy in a van, man. Stolen goods. Yeah.
And then what was he gonna say? And then that night, we went to a gala for MS, right? Taryn was the MC, but it was Alice in Wonderland themed.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, we must have had 15 of us dressed up as Tweedledee and Tweedledum. It was like an army of us.
Nice. Was it fun?
Dude, it was a lot of fun. And then also, like, I never wear suspenders and a bow tie, but I was like, well, I could get into the bow tie lifestyle.
Ted has entered his bow tie era. I don't hate it. That's like retro Tucker Carlson.
We sat on my buddy's deck later that night, just kind of chit-chatting, looking at clouds and smoking some Doja. And I said, boys, you know Big Hat Maryland Ted? And they're like, yep. I said, you know Cowboy Hat Ted? And they're like, yeah. I said, well, just there's a new phase starting next weekend. And they're like, what's that? And I was like, Bucket Hat Ted.
Bucket Hat Ted, dude. Right. Cannot wait.
That's going to be sick. Honestly, it's so funny, Ted. We have so many friend overlaps, and we're like, I know you just, you know, keep people's names anonymous. So like, we're sitting in my friend's deck, and I'm like, which deck could that be? Like, I think I know. Not quite sure. It's always funny. Like, my brain's just trying to fill in the gaps as we chat.
Oh, dude, when you're back this summer, we have two rooftop decks now.
Two? Let's go. Yes. All right, so I've been on one.
The mayor has one, and then, my other buddy has one. So it's like,
huge.
All right. And they're pretty close to each other. So I'm like, these could be competing hangs.
Huge if true. Nice. Yeah, I think I'm going to be doing a couple weeks there this summer.
Yeah, and then also, well, you know we were at that gala because when you left, you got a free bag of Cobb's popcorn.
Yeah. That was, yes.
It's funny, these people were leaving and they were like grabbing them. They're like, what are you doing? I was like, well, I'm looking for a specific flavor. There's different flavors? I was like, yeah, there is. And then you know me, I just went into the spiel. And they're like, what's this one? I'm like, well, that's their salt mix. It kind of tastes like this, blah, blah, blah. I said, now what you want for my taste? I like the original, the brown butter.
Me too, dude. I'm a brown butter guy.
Right. But I was selling it. And it looks sleek in that black bag, dude. Hadn't right seen on that yet. Also, Cobb, Matt, your opinions on this? Smith Family Beer Garden has rebranded.
The Neptune.
Neptunes.
Yeah.
Why the rebrand?
Because they're trying to turn it into kind of like a music venue as well, because the inside of the beer garden's massive.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like that, because Smith Family Beer Garden does sound very wholesome, a little too wholesome for me to like really crank down five or six beers.
Well, I think it says daytime hang.
Yeah,
it does. Right? But now they serve liquor, too, inside. Neptunes, like, as I kept saying, like, let's go get tuned up at Neptunes, man.
Yeah, honestly, that's a t-shirt waiting to happen. Get tuned up. Dude, I love that. Neptunes, nice.
Yeah. Well, I think they're also trying, and you know this because you went to BC, like, also, like, outside of the summertime, there's just not a ton of people on the Cape besides locals. So I think rebranding it Neptunes and, like, reminding people, like, we got a full liquor bar and stuff inside as well. We'll have bands, like, you know, come down here and drink.
Yeah, that's a good call, because there's a lot of months where the Cape is, you know, pretty quiet, and then the summer it just absolutely pops off.
Yeah. So, that was a good thing for them. And then, what else am I gonna say? All right, if you're in line for drinks and you leave, how long is your spot reserved for?
Not very.
20 seconds tops.
Okay.
Yeah, not long at all.
All right, because there was a slight incident. Didn't involve me, but somebody was waiting in line, and then he was, like, talking to the dude, then the dude left, and the guy came back, like, 2 minutes later and just stood in front of him, and he was like, hey, man, like we're all waiting in line. And the guy was like, so? And he was like, what? And he's like, I was here. I just left for a few, like 5 minutes, 2 or 5 minutes, or like 4 minutes. Like, this is my spot.
It's kind of like absurd.
Yeah, that's what I said too. I was like, eh, like, I don't know, man. Like,
oh, decorum. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, or I would say, like, hey, man, I'm coming right back. I just have to go say hi to that person.
See, that's the thing. If you leave like a, you know, you leave like a spot hold with someone, like, hey, man, I just got to go do this. I will be right back. Totally different scenario. But you walk away. Ted's right. Matt's right. Like, even 20 seconds is really pushing the envelope on like what's permissible. But, like, this is widely understood guy code. I mean, this guy clearly doesn't have a lot of friends because that's an insane, insane move.
Yeah.
Like a minute? 2 minutes? Absolutely not. That's right. It's laughable. I mean, I can hear you. It's laughable. What do you guys think?
Well, it was also awkward as like the guy was kind of connected to our group. We just didn't know him. And I want to be like, hang on, this is a, like also like it's a benefit thing. It's a free open bar. Like just wait in the back of the line.
This was at the I thought you were talking about this was at Neptune's.
Oh, no, no, no. This was at the gala.
At a oh my God. I hope I don't know this person because I'm going to cut them out of my life.
You don't. Yeah. You don't. None of us did. But then it was like, is that the person? I was just like, because my buddy was like, I should just let it go. I was like, and then like he told me, I was like, wait a minute. Now I'm getting kind of fucking, oh, sorry. Now I'm getting kind of pissed off.
Oh,
fired up. Right? I'm like, I was smoking weed, but I was pretty much stone sober. And he's like, it's not a big deal. I'm like, I kind of want to chirp this guy now.
Yeah, but that is a big deal.
That's yeah.
Clear violation of guy code.
Right. And how I was going to chirp him was I was like, do you remember what he was drinking? He was like, yeah. And I was like, tell me. He's like, what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm going to go get one and sit it at his table and be like, here you go. You're so fucking important. You can't wait. Don't ever talk to my buddy like that again. But then I was like, way too aggressive. Way too aggressive.
You can't get in a fight at the MS Gala. I'll tell you that right now. That's a cardinal sin above cutting in front of someone in line. There is no fighting at a benefit gala. Straight up.
Yeah.
God, that is a wild move. I mean, you know, I don't even know. Like, no one's ever even told me that. No one's talked to Matt about it. Like, that is just widely understood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's obvious. It's so obvious that it, like, goes with that. Like, for someone to break that, it feels like, what's it called? Like a purple cow that he just slayed. Like, we didn't even know we all knew that, you know?
When I said 20 seconds, I thought that meant with a, oh, hey, I'll be right back. And then you go say hi to the person. You say, hey, I got to get back in line. Hey, yeah. Or if you want to, you tell the person, hey, what's up? I want to see you so bad. I just gave up my spot in line. Make them feel special and don't be a dickhead to the people in line.
Yeah.
Unbelievable behavior.
That's what I thought, too. But I digress. I calmed down. I didn't bring it up to the main person, but I was just like, who is that? Like, why?
Dude, the thing is, karma will take care of that. Like, if that person's acting that way, especially at a benefit gala, you know, that's not the first bad interaction they've had where they've just turned people against them. They're probably living with the results of their behavior in life in general. That's what I like to think. Cosmic karma. You didn't need to slam a drink down on his table or death stare him at a charity gala. I'm glad you didn't.
That was my idea. Here you go. You seem to be very important. Please don't talk to my friend like that again. Like, I thought it would just be subtle. Then it would be on him if he wanted to be physical.
Could you have taken this guy? That's the other real question.
He was definitely taller than I was, but also I had age on my side. I don't know. I just honestly, it was like halfway through the thing, we went outside to hit a little vape pen, and what my buddy told me, I was just like, then we got back to the table and I was just getting upset. And then like, there's a woman on stage talking about winning this boat race with MS twice to Alaska. That's super dangerous. And this guy's just on his phone, like scrolling. And then like, then the anger started building. That's all. I was like, I'm a punk. I'm
wait, and he was seated at your table.
The table next to me.
Oh man. That's
but I also was oddly confident just because of the crew I had with me.
Yeah, it helps to have 16 guys or right. Whatever you're wrong.
You're right, like, you want a piece of the Tweedledees? Like, bring it on, sucker.
Jesus, Ted. Oh, man.
Oh, all right. Let's take a break right there. If you're somewhere right now in line, just stay in line.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you to our sponsors. Hopefully, it's still Pinky's Plumbing. I like those guys. Also, definitely not a sponsor, and I know you guys know about it, but hit up Trader Joe's on Friday this weekend. Homemade Euros, boy. It was awesome.
Oh man, those are good.
Yeah,
I've had that same from the freezer section.
Oh, the fridge section, yeah, the little strips.
Yeah, the fridge section, yeah.
Yeah, and then that tzatziki with the cucumber in it. You know what I'm talking about.
They got everything you need.
All right, come on. Do we have some email?
Hell yes, boys. All right, The Contrarian. I've been getting caught up on the podcast this weekend and currently listening to episode 410 during the email segment where you discuss who is going to these establishments, i.e. Burger King, Culver's, Checkers, and who's eating Butterfingers. Butterfingers are by far my favorite candy, and have been since I was a kid. I did not realize they were polarizing until this whole discussion between the three of you. Secondly, Culver's, in my humble opinion, is the best fast food burger in the country. I lived in Arizona for a year and discovered it there. Now living in Vancouver, Washington, I'll be 10 minutes from Washington's first In-N-Out, and I couldn't be more disappointed. Why couldn't it be a Culver's or even a Whataburger? Sorry, Matt, no disrespect. I try not to be such a hipster about the things I like, but sometimes I feel that more often than not, it's not the popular opinion. And in a way, that's what I love about this world. There's something for everybody. What do you think, boys? Culver's.
Where are Culver's?
You know, usually I just would Google this, but I don't want to hop out of this weird email window.
I'm just assume
Arizona.
Never had them, so I can't take offense. You know, you like what you like.
Okay, here we go.
Three in Austin. I'll check.
1,000 locations across 26 states, but primarily in the Midwest.
Well, we got 3 in Austin, so you know I'm gonna do some investigation.
All right. Oh yeah, it's from Wisconsin. That makes more sense because I never heard of one on the East Coast.
Yeah, I don't even really know what they sell, but I got to say, I think there's something to be said for like whichever fast food burgers you grow up with. Like Dick's tastes great to me in Seattle, but like I understand if you were new to it as an adult, probably wouldn't have the same shine.
Yeah, and sometimes you just have the urge. Like I did it Sunday, right? Like I was just like, I went to McDonald's, got a 10-piece nug and a fish sandwich and a bucket of Sprite.
Oh my God, I know those drinks are, can we say
let's call them silly.
Let them cancel me. All right,
chicken no, attack. We're not bringing back that word. Not on this podcast. Say not whatever you back want.
Canceling.
Nice. We're canceling canceling.
Chicken tactics. Gentlemen, how does one correctly eat a Costco chicken? You tear it apart with your bare hands into whatever places you damn well please because you're feasting like a pillaging Viking. That's the beauty of the rotisserie chicken. Bachelor's handbag? Nay, 'tis the conqueror's lunchbox. LARP on, Carson the lawyer.
I mean,
that sounds like a sick email.
Right. Well said, Carson. Well said.
The conqueror's lunchbox. All right, I'm going to try to kind of jump through this one because it's really long, but it's also about Costco chicken. Since everything's so insanely expensive right now, there's no other debate on what's the cheapest protein possible. That would be the Costco rotisserie chicken. My wife and I get at least two a week. Obviously not the only thing we eat in a week, but it's always the cheapest meals. Ted was saying the skin doesn't reheat. Strongly disagree. Bro, throw the skin directly in the air fryer in medium-sized chunks, as in don't throw the whole breast flap in there, but just air fry that thing on the highest setting till it gets crispy. It's essentially chicken bacon, and it's absolutely phenomenal.
All right. It's a good call.
Then he talks a little bit about his strategy, ripping it apart, freezing a chunk of shredded chicken for meal prep, blah, blah, blah. Lastly, we save all the bones, and my wife will kind of boil them down. Nice, dude. You're getting crazy value. Stock. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, you could do a lot with that chicken.
Yeah. All right. You guys want Short King Summer or the gym?
Let's go Short King Summer.
Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
I love when he put pause for Ted and MCTP. as a 5'3 guy, I feel a Short King Summer is perfect for me, especially going into this one. Getting ready to move in with my current girlfriend that I met about a year ago and started officially dating in August. Moving off and plan on selling the boat that I've been living on for the past 5 years. Has never been the dream I thought it would be, but instead has brought me so much anxiety and depression. A week after I made the purchase, one of the engines broke down. I was able to get it up and going again for a couple months in 2021, but since then there's been more engine problems that I haven't been able to fix. What I've done in the last 5 years, though, is break through my addiction to cocaine and stop smoking weed. I've also landed and been working my dream job with the Washington State Ferries for the past 3 years. Sick, hell yeah. Finally, nice. Life started to look up for me, and I'm excited to start spending it with the love of my life. So, when you were all talking about Short King Summer, that really resonated with me. Already planning an Ocean City, Maryland trip with the girlfriend and her family. Excited to watch women's soccer grow with Salmon Bay FC this season ticket. Oh, I have season tickets. And lastly, I'm the captain of my kickball team named the Fairy Tales from the West Coast Kickball League based out of Fremont. Appreciate a shout out. Hopefully Cobb and Matt can make it up here and finally do a The Podcast meetup. Joshua Edwards. P.S. Cobb only. Should I read Cobb only on or?
I don't know. How private is it? Also, if you're going to Ocean City, you got to go to Secrets. It's like one of the biggest, busiest beach bars on the East Coast, man. It is unreal. It's like five bars in one. You have like the beach. You could sit out in the water. You can go to like the dance club at night. Like, I mean, it is awesome.
Sick. I love a good bar. P.S. Cobb only. Went to the popcorn shop a couple months ago, and your guys hooked me up with an upgraded bag after mentioning the podcast. Really appreciate that and loved your product. Also, wanted to give you props on Is It Ted Smith's Birthday? I make sure to check out the site every so often, especially on his birthday. Hell yeah, dude. This guy's awesome. Yeah, and I'm glad you hit up the shop. Yeah, please, anytime, mention the podcast. And the boys know there's just to hook it up. I tell them specifically to make it rain popcorn. So whatever that ends up meaning to you. Lastly, congratulations on your marriage. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. It's going well. celebrated her birthday tonight. Also, below is a link to the West Coast Kickball League. I recommend checking out the rules page. Video really sums up what the league is about and all the craziest that goes on. I would love if you could send that info to Ted, as I think he would be a perfect candidate as a rookie. Ted, you looking to play some kickball?
I used to.
All right, I'll forward this on to you. Nice.
I'm Googling it right now.
Joshua, I just want to say, I'm pumped your life is looking up, man. It really is all those little baby steps. It takes a long time to get there. Living on a boat can totally be depressing. We've had some friends go through that, but it sounds like you've really turned it around, man. Just having a great job and, like, you get to work on the ferries, dude. Those are iconic. Like, that's honestly sick. I mean, we hear about it a lot down here, you know, in Austin. People talking about, like, oh, yeah, I'm going up to, like, the San Juans. Have you ever been there? I'm like, hell yeah. We go there all the time. Yeah. Also, if you're ever working the Orcas route, let me know.
Oh, I see. Each team must taunt the other team. Costume and props are encouraged. Five innings. Like, all right. I could do this. No headshots when throwing at someone. I'm going to have to back off.
That's a headshot kind of guy.
Two to the chest, one to the head.
Jesus.
Also, he said he was off cocaine. I can't imagine having a cocaine, which I, for the record, I've never done. Don't do cocaine. Knock it on wood. You never know.
This is our year, Ted. This is our year.
I tell everybody that. Like, I go, I'm 44. Pretty sure at this point in my life, I'm not going to be like, I'm going to pick up cocaine. But man, that's got to be a horrible hangover on a boat. It's all rainy in February.
Oh, with a broken down engine. And you're just like, oh. Like the night before, you're like, man, it's all going my way. I'm going to get this boat fixed up. We'll be back on the water. And the next day, just hungover and weak. Just lying in the hole. You're just like,
you got to walk up the dock to go use the
Oh, brutal, mate. Absolutely. That sounds like one of the toughest hangovers. And the boat's like kind of rocking too, just keeping you just seasick enough.
Right. And like food delivery services don't go to the dock.
No. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. All right. Well, let's check in with what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Before we get to what's Matt, check out with what's Mattening.
Friday night, we went over to Carson and his lady's house. I gotta ask if I can say her name on here. She's awesome. But yeah, I'll see her this weekend with you, Ted.
Nice.
And we watched the Firebirds game, not knowing that it would be the final Firebirds game of the season. Obviously, we knew it was a possibility, but we were hoping otherwise. So the Firebirds lost, but we still had a really good time. Got some pizzas. Tyler made some celery salad and some cookies. And, you know, it's just good to get over there and hang out, catch up, and always have a good time. So glad we did it one last time. You know, at our last opportunity for the season, at least for the Firebirds. So
I did my annual unfollowing of the Firebirds Saturday night. I checked my phone. It was like, great season. We'll see you next year. And I was like, and unfollow.
And we're gone. Fair weather fan.
Oh, I just don't need minor league hockey updates during the year.
Fair enough. That's how I feel about the NFL.
I unsubscribed from the streaming service immediately.
You're right.
They're like, what could we do better? And I'm like, there's no option for my team's out for this season. Like, I didn't fill out the exit survey. But yeah, that was a fun night. Saturday. You know,
do the Firebirds do this? The Kraken, after the season ends, before they get rid of the ice, they have all the season ticket holders come in and you get to paint the ice.
Yeah.
I think that looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you won't see it when they do it because you don't follow them anymore, but I will. Yeah, they always post that and do that. So, yeah, it was a fun season. I mean, those first two were just surreal. And so, you know, it's still a great season, and it's fun to go to the games. And yeah, now we got more time this weekend, Ted, for other shenanigans. Saturday, we drove out to LA to see my mom for Mother's Day weekend. And hang out with my niece. We went to the beach. There were a couple notable things. I'll tell the first part too. But it's Mother's Day Saturday. It's the first like beach worthy day of this season down there. And my mom calls and she's like, "We're here." And there's a big parking lot with a bunch of spaces. And then I'm like, "Awesome. See you in 15 minutes." My dad calls and he's like, "I'm the one parking. You can't get to that lot. Parking's a mess. I'm down by the pier, like a mile away." And so I'm like, "Well, maybe we'll get lucky. I got the Mini Cooper, you know, so it's easier to park than what he was driving." And then to no avail. So we park like 12 blocks away or something. And I had already texted one of my clients who lives on the beach there, which is very nice real estate if you can get it. And shortly after we parked and started walking, I got his text and I was like, "We're going back to the car. We're parking right by them. We're going to get out of here. No problem." And it's just
nice.
Pretty baller move to get that text back and be like, "Yeah, here's the address. Park in front of the garage. We're not there." Like, done. Dope. Deal. Thank you so much.
Sick.
That is good pull, dude.
So that was tight. Had so much fun at the beach with my niece. I mean, she's almost three and she's just a little ball of joy and she loves me. And, you know, made her remember why, you know, cause like, yeah, we just played hard. And, yeah, it was fun. All the adults are like, "Have at it, Matt." Like,
sure.
Take care of this. 3 hours later, she's just out. And so then we went back to our hotel to check in. And I had made the reservation for the next weekend by mistake. Ooh. And I booked it through a third-party service. And so I asked the guy, like, "Is there anything, you know, like, how can we resolve this?" And he's like, "Well, you're going to have to call a third-party service, you know." And so then I'm like texting them, and then we find a way to get a hold of them to call. And I came back in and I was like, "Hey," before we got a hold of Hotwire, I was like, "Hey, do you have rooms tonight?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Okay, cool. Thanks. What does it cost?" And he's like, $199 plus tax. I'm like, "Okay, that's not bad. Thanks, man." Then I go out and Hotwire calls them on my behalf. Two people from Hotwire, one that I was talking to on the phone on Tyler's phone and one that I was texting with on my phone, and the guy approved the refund for them, thinking I would just go back in and book directly, or, you know. And then I was like, "Awesome." And I was like, "Hey, Tyler, you want to go to the hotel that we stayed at last time that we both liked a lot?" And so then I just...
Like, this was a different hotel.
Yeah, we went down the street to this other one that it's a boutique, like local hotel. This other one was a big chain. And so, yeah, we just dipped, got the refund. Like, I'm sure I misled that guy. And when Hotwire called, he's like, "Oh, I know what you're talking about. You just asked the room rate. He'll be right back in." And we're like, "Start the car. We're going down the street." I don't usually do stuff like it was kind of a rush to like just be a little, be a little delinquent every once in a while. It's been a while, but, you know, I used to be such a knucklehead that it was kind of fun to be like, "Still got it," on the way to the other hotel. You got to like, "This is our hotel," because that's where we stayed last time. So shout out Hotel Hermosa. We stayed there. It's beautiful. It's in Hermosa Beach. Highly recommend. And then Sunday was Mother's Day, so we went over to my brother's house, and, you know, obviously my mom wanted to be with her niece. We had brunch, gave her her gifts, and then my niece went down for a nap. We went to the park so that she could play, quote-unquote, play baseball. They don't really, you know, they're just playing games, and she's following the instructions of the guy, and then My other buddy, the park that I was at, my other buddy lives right by, and his kids love us. They're a couple years older than my niece, and so they rode their bikes over, and I got to play with them at the playground while my niece was occupied with the baseball. And then, yeah, it was just like a big party with the kids. And then went back to the house, had brunch. You know, she went down for her nap, and then we went back to the beach after that and got some more time in. And, I mean, she can run, dude. She's fearless. She ran – she must have run a mile that day.
Nice.
Like, and she's got little legs. I'm like, how are you doing this, kid? Like, I can keep up with you. A lot of 38-year-olds can't, but I this is no sweat for me. But, like, my legs are short for an adult, but they're, like, six of yours. Like, it was crazy.
She got, like, 20,000 steps in.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, the sand makes you work a little harder. It's really good for your feet, but it's a different ball game than, you know, pounding blacktop with some sneakers on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you remember seeing those videos of, like, Marshawn in combat boots on the beach.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. That's insane. But
yeah,
I'm also not an NFL legend. So.
Not an NFL legend.
Yeah.
I know, watching that guy just talk about football, it's like, you don't even have to like the sport. Listen to him talk about it. It's like, I love this sport.
Yeah. I got a couple of Cal guys as clients, and I always just bring up Marshawn. Like, they're like, that guy is just a character. But, like, they followed him in college. I followed him as a pro, and, like, it's a fun bond with, you know, other fans, if, like, you just bring up Marshawn and start BSing about him, like, everyone's gonna have a good time in that conversation.
He is one of the few people that's like, everybody in Oakland loves him. Anybody went to Cal, all the Seahawks fans, like, I think Bills fans still like him.
Yeah, I don't know why they would. Dude, that Kenny Mayne interview, and when they went out to, like, Dave and Buster's or whatever in Buffalo, did you see that?
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's so legendary. That was like early YouTube.
Yeah, like, the main event on NFL kickoff on ESPN used to be a great segment.
Yeah,
that dude and Kenny Mayne, to his credit, every time I've talked to him, he's been super awesome.
Yeah.
So, oh god damn it, Matt! As I watch you sniff that stick or whatever, yeah, my Instagram is full of that now. Like, one just called, like, the boomstick.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the boomstick on Shark Tank the other day at work, and I was like, it's like twice the price of mine. I told my client, I just pulled this out of my pocket. They're like, what is it? I just started sniffing it in the middle of the gym. Some lavender, some menthol, some eucalyptus. It's nice. It's refreshing. Where's my trainer sniffing stuff?
Oh, he's got to get hyped. Yeah. All right. Well, sounds like a good weekend. Obviously, I'll be down there this weekend. Can't wait.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But right now, I think it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cob topic.
Cob topic.
Ted, you said you were taking a break from drinking. Are you going to come back from Palm Springs addicted to this nasal thing that Matt has?
Who knows?
You're good.
It's a whole new world for me out there this month.
I'm going to get you one tomorrow. Tomorrow I got to run some errands.
Nice.
Like Matt and I are going to be at that dinner just like... Oh.
I don't even miss my vape pen.
My sinuses are so clear.
So
I can smell that old broad from over here, and it's delicious.
Yeah, that's Cougar Gold. all right. So this morning, yesterday morning, the U.S. Released the most favored nation policy, which is essentially a pharmaceutical policy where the U.S. consumers will receive the same price on drugs, prescription drugs, as the lowest priced country in the world. They're calling it the most favored nation policy. And just kind of got me thinking about sort of, you know, the idea of Americans paying more and how pharmaceuticals work and how one in or the average American is on 4 pharmaceutical prescriptions, which is wild. You know, aside from paying way more than we need to for generic drugs, like, you know, the whole Daraprim thing, if you follow the Martin Shkreli stuff, what's a very American problem that Americans don't realize isn't normal in other countries? Now, the one that really sticks out to me, of course, I was just in Paris, is, you know, the food. I mean, I was eating crazy food there and I was losing weight. So the food in the U.S. is pretty wild, some of the additives they allow and stuff. But anyway, feel free to email us, email at thepodcast.com. What's a very American problem that Americans don't even realize isn't normal in other countries? Boys?
Well, food's an easy one. I would also just say the choice of foods. Like, I think the average European's mind is blown when they see a grocery store and that everything you could want is there. You know what I mean? I mean, hell, we have fruits and stuff that aren't in season that we have all year round. But the other one that I would say, honestly, is booze, right? You look at like Italy, Greece, like some of these older countries, like those people have had kind of the same diet and they all drink wine and stuff and they live a really long time. I always wonder if there's something like in the preservatives, like, I mean, I was talking to a guy today who's younger than I am, and he's like in the hospital with these horrible detox and his intestines are all blown up. And I'm like, well, how do these other cultures have booze involved? And I mean, booze goes back as far as you can imagine, but it seems like there's more problems with it now. Now, it could be our lifestyle and the way we consume it, but I don't know. Sometimes I wonder about that stuff. Cause like when I was in Germany, I was shocked to find out that like the purity laws and like people are like, yeah, you can drink like giant steins and you don't even feel hungover. And I was like, no shit.
Yeah, I wonder about that. I'm like, if there's booze, because same thing, like I was crushing wine in Europe like a banshee. And yeah, it's like if you could get booze imported to the US that wouldn't leave people hungover, like we would all drink it, even if it cost twice as much.
Yeah.
It's like, why is that not happening?
Yeah, but honestly, I think just the choice of stuff and then road trips. We do them. We don't even think about them. We actually, like, enjoy it, right? Like, let's road trip it, boys. like if you live in England, I mean, like, I've said this before. You drive 7 or 8 hours, you've crossed the entire country. Like, Cobb, what's – I think it, 7, 8 hours, you're not even through Texas.
Oh, yeah. No, not even close. Yeah, so, I mean – Wait, to get us back on track. So what's a very American problem that Americans don't realize isn't normal? I guess, yeah, long road trips is not normal in like most countries.
Yeah.
I don't know how to phrase this one. And I guess I don't know how, you know, because like I've traveled and stuff, but like the last 10, 15 years, it might have leveled out with the rise of technology. I think that's a contributing factor. But I think like you go to Europe or you go to, you know, you hear about these like people in these almost third world countries, and in some cases actual third world countries, that don't really have anxiety about it. They're just kind of chilling, like, because they don't know any different. And so we're always seeing stuff on TV and on our phones of like how people are quote unquote living, and nothing's ever, you know, everybody has this like anxious energy about them that I haven't experienced in other parts of the world. Like, certainly not to the degree that it is here. And just the amount of, I don't want to say like narcissism about it, but it is a little bit of like, but like beating themselves up or whatever. But like, you just see like dudes in their 40s or 50s, you know, just kind of like working at a bakery in other parts of the world, and they're just like enjoying their day. You know, just working in a bakery or whatever. They're not like, oh, I got to make 6 figures a month online. I got to do this. I got, you know, they're just like, you know, more content with their lot in life, it feels like.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry, I thought you were going to say something. Yeah, I think, they're just being a baker, you know, versus like the hustle culture stuff, I think gets a little out of control.
I would also throw diversity, like not as a problem, but like you see it with like race and stuff. But like even I forget, like when you go to Korea, like they're Koreans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's not a lot. And I have a buddy that's Korean, and he was explaining how there's different systems, like class systems there, about how dark you are or light you are. And I was like, how are they racist? Like to me, they're Asian. Like it's a different. And he's like, yeah, but you got to remember, like in Korea, everybody's Korean. So you don't deal with like the good or the bad of different races, because they're just, it's not a multicultural environment.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. And I always actually say that that's one of the US's greatest strengths is, given the nature of capitalism and that people take things to the nth degree, we do get the best of each culture in a lot of ways. You know, we get incredible, you know, software engineers from India, and we get people who are really into like building great video games from Japan, and hardware experts from China, and you know, it's like, and like amazing, you know, chefs from Italy and whatever, fill in anything you want. But even like on the military side, like we also kind of get to pick and choose like the top skills and things that people bring, you know, like Germans are amazing engineers, for instance, and you know, part of its nature, part of its nurture, and we get to reap the benefits of all of that. And when combined, it's very tough for a monoculture to overcome from a military standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's obviously a great thing, but
yeah,
you know, there's some downside. Like, just some people make a downside of it.
There's some intercultural friction for sure.
Yeah. But also you're right. Like there's a new restaurant I saw the other day that's a Mexican sushi fusion, and I was like, I gotta go there.
Yeah, boy. If that's not American, I don't know what is. God bless America. Give me those sushi nachos.
right. Like there's birria in the sushi. Like sure, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna wrap it in a plantain. All right. That'll do us for tonight. Matt, I'll see you this weekend. Cobb, we'll send you pictures. Desert Ted's ready to launch.
Ted rides at dawn.
For OCTV, for Cobb, the Ted Smith is the podcast. Cheers.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.